Last year, nearly 300 Summit County residents installed more than 330 kilowatts of solar-powered panels on their rooftops. This year, the low-cost solar installation program is being offered to residents of Summit, Salt Lake, and Davis counties through the University of Utah Community Solar Program. An information session, and likely the only one that will be held in Summit County, will be held this Thursday, 6 o'clock, at the Kimball Junction Library Auditorium. The program can provide access to solar savings through a volume purchase as well as a community network to guide you through a streamlined solar installation process. Summit County Sustainability Manager Lisa Yoder says, like Park City, the county is now waiving its building fees for solar installation through 2016. So now's a great time to install solar and access that clean energy.
Well, we want to encourage rooftop solar. We want to encourage clean energy and efficient energy, rooftop solar, where the energy is produced right at the source, eliminates line transmission loss. It's far more effective or efficient production of electricity generation, and it's cleaner energy.
Two contractors have already been selected, and she says they'll be kept very busy with the U Community Solar Program.
They've already installed approximately 70 systems. Friends of University of Utah, so really pretty much anyone in the Summit, Davis, and Salt Lake counties can participate in the U Community Solar Program. In the similar way, sign up, take the survey, online survey. Their program provided two contractors that were selected through a RFP program. And those two contractors are extremely busy. They've had over 800 applicants. They've already installed as much solar as we did last year in just their first couple months of the program. So they're progressing really well.
If you're interested, the first step is to take an online survey to determine if you meet certain criteria.
Questions like, do you own your home? Do you actually live in those counties? Are you surrounded by trees that would prevent you from installing solar or, you know, having an efficient solar system? So it doesn't eliminate anybody, but it gives the contractor a good first look at the potential of your home.
The last day to take the survey is October 1st, and a contract must be signed with a solar installer by October 31st. State and federal tax credits are also available. You can bring all of your questions to Thursday's meeting, again, 6 o'clock at the Kimball Junction Library Auditorium. If you'd like more information, you can go online to mycommunitysolar.org/U, Community Solar. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.